Coming up on episode number 1137, it is a cover story today for a guy who's turning 40 tomorrow, turning 40 on August 11th, 2016. It is now the day before that. Talking about Ben Gibbard, who is a solo artist, lead singer for the band Death Cab for Cutie, and one half of the Postal Service. Covers of all of them and by all of them and more coming up right now on Coverville.
Just getting rougher, cover me. Come on, baby, cover me. Well, I'm looking for a woman who will come on in and cover me.
Greetings from Coverville for Wednesday night. It is Wednesday, August 10th, 2016. My name is Brian Ibbett. Welcome to another edition of Coverville. Cover story time. Yes, tomorrow is the 40th birthday of Ben Gibbard, lead singer, as I mentioned, of Death Cab for Cutie, as well as the Postal Service. But he's also a great solo artist, and he's been performing. Well, Death Cab for Cutie's been around since 1997. He obviously was doing music a lot earlier than that as part of a band called Pinwheel. And while he was doing, while he was a member of Pinwheel, from 1994 to 1997. Around 1997, he decided to do a solo project, a demo cassette called Death Cab for Cutie, and did a few songs, decided to build it into a band. He enjoyed it so much, and the rest is history. Let's go ahead and get things started, probably with the most famous of the Death Cab for Cutie songs, performed here by a California band, a band that is proud to acknowledge the fact that they are from California. I'm talking about the band Everclear from their Return to Santa Monica album from 2011. Here is Everclear, and I Will Follow You Into the Dark.
Love of mine, someday you will die. I will be close behind. I will follow you into the dark. If heaven and hell decide, if they both are satisfied, illuminate the nose on the vacancy side. There's no one beside you, every time your soul departs, I will.
is such a beautiful version of that song. That is Katie Curtis, spelled with a C at the beginning of both names, from her album Sweet Life, a cover of Death Cab for Cutie's Soul Meets Body, recorded back in 2008. Before that, a live track from Death Cab for Cutie, included on a compilation called The Best UK Indie Covers. Whether you agree with that or not, that is a damn great cover of Stone Roses' I Wanna Be Adored, performed by Death Cab. Before that, M. Griner, from her Girl Versions album back in 2001, a noted cover fan, M. Griner, and her cover of For What Reason. Ben Gibbard solo before that, from a Covers of Nirvana mixtape released a few years ago, All Apologies. All right, we began that set with Everclear and their cover of I Will Follow You Into the Dark from their Return to Santa Monica album from 2011. That is Art Alexakis and his unmistakable voice leading that one. We're going to get to more Death Cab for Cutie in a second, but first I want to tell you about how Amazon has got you covered. Now, we all love getting things in the mail, don't we? But you know what stinks? Is getting an empty box, an empty Amazon box in the mail. How many times has this happened to you? You know, if I had a nickel for every time that I've received an empty Amazon box in the mail, I'd be able to afford Google or something, probably. Don't let that happen to you. Make sure to go to Amazon.com by using the Coverville link and order something for them to put in that box. You don't want to receive an empty Amazon box. Nobody does. It's heartbreaking, and think of the children. Go to Coverville.com, click on an Amazon link. You'll find one on the banner, on the front page. You'll find them in the show notes of every episode. Or you can just go to Coverville.com/Amazon if you don't like clicking on things and you prefer just to type things. That's the way to do it. You can be like someone who ordered something in the last week. What did they order? They ordered a saddle for their bike. No, it's not a saddle like a horse's saddle. That would be silly. No, it's a bike seat, but bike riders like me are way too pretentious to call it a bike seat. We call it a saddle. Somebody bought the Terry Men's Fly Tie Gel Saddle in black and gray. They're into biking like I am, so you want to make sure to get the most comfortable thing for you to sit on. Just do it right there. Amazon and the many ways that Amazon's got you covered with the Coverville Purchase of the Week. All right. Let's get back to the music here. This is a song that Death Cab for Cutie recorded for a video game. And the video game had a great soundtrack that went along with it. As a matter of fact, the video game was okay, but the soundtrack for me was the best thing about it. Came out in 2005. The game was called Stubbs the Zombie, and you can find the soundtrack online. Here is Death Cab for Cutie and their cover of The Crew Cuts' Earth Angel.
Earth Angel, Earth Angel, Earth Angel, Earth Angel.
Best steep to climb, in the days that remain are worth the time.
Thank you.
Cab covering The Cure for one of those great Sweetheart CDs. One of those CDs that for at least the first few releases were only available in Starbucks. It was 2009 was that one right there. Various artists doing covers of favorite love songs, the Sweetheart series. You can still find them on Amazon, and I don't think that label, which was the Hear Music label, if I remember correctly, is still associated with Starbucks. I think they're solo or they're on their own now. So hopefully we'll start seeing some new issues of those. They were released every year right around February 14th, right around Valentine's Day, and they always had such great covers on them. Really, really good covers. Love Song by Death Cab for Cutie. Before that, another DCC song, or DCFC, depending on if you include 4 in your initialism there. Rockin' Chair, that one from a tribute to the band called Endless Highway. That was released back in 2007. Feist with Ben Gibbard. Doing a cover of The Train Song, originally by Tom Waits. That version came out on one of those Red Hot compilations, like Red Hot and Blue, Red Hot and... what was some of the other ones? The first one was Red Hot and Blue, and it was Cole Porter, and they've done a few ever since. This one was just called Dark Was the Night. Came out in 2009, and had some great covers on there as well. Tom Waits's Train Song covered there. And Death Cab for Cutie, again, at the beginning of that set, doing a cover of Earth Angel, originally by the Crew Cuts. That one recorded for the soundtrack to the video game Stubbs the Zombie. And regardless of whether or not you ever played that game, the soundtrack is fantastic and worth picking up. Earth Angel by Death Cab. All right, let's get to the last set of music here. I know it's a shorter show, but, you know, sometimes you want to pack all this greatness into a smaller package, right? We haven't heard anything Postal Service related, and that's another project by Death Cab frontman Ben Gibbard, who's turning 40 tomorrow. Let's go ahead and get to some Postal Service stuff. Again, probably the most famous song by the Postal Service, covered here by Hotspur, and their version owes just as much to the Postal Service as it does to Ben Folds, who does a very similar cover, but with a little bit less arrangement in the middle. I think you're going to like this. This is the band Hotspur from the Baltimore area, and Such Great Heights.
Guiding you, they will see us waving. but all the news reports recommended I stay indoors. Because the air outside will make us so divided at alarming rate. De La Chance, it'd be Canada, all our insights in.
Keeping me sleeps alone tonight after the bars turn out their lights. Since then, the auto's swerving into the loneliest evening. And I am finally seeing why I was the one worth leaving. Why I was the one worth leaving.
How can I just let you walk away? Just let you leave?
Of a song from a soundtrack that was recorded for another soundtrack. That is Against All Odds by the Postal Service. Take a Look at Me Now, parenthetical. Recorded for the Wicker Park soundtrack. But of course, the original version recorded for a movie of the same name by Phil Collins. Before that, The Trouble with Templeton. Oh, yes. What is The Trouble with Templeton? Doing a cover of The District Sleeps Alone Tonight. That one from the Volume 9 of Triple J's Like a Version, which came out back in 2013. We're due for another one of those any time now, a new Like a Version. It's always August when those come out, isn't it? So any day now, we should be getting a new Like a Version. The Postal Service doing a cover of John Lennon's Grow Old With Me. Beautiful version right there. You'll find that on the Amnesty International Campaign to Save Darfur, a tribute to John Lennon called Instant Karma, which came out in 2007. There are like three different versions of that album. The link that you'll find in the show notes of Coverville is the link to the best one, which is the most complete. It's $23, but you get like 50 songs. It's a really, really good compilation, really good collection of John Lennon covers. And there's so many artists on there that you'll actually find multiple covers of the same song. I think there's like three versions of Imagine on there alone. The Shins right before that with a version of We Will Become Silhouettes. That one from a CD single for Such Great Heights. Now, here's the weird thing. The CD single is a Postal Service CD single, and it does include the Postal Service's version of Such Great Heights. But it also includes the Shins version of We Will Become Silhouettes. It includes another cover, I think the Iron and Wine cover of Such Great Heights. So on the CD single by one band, you'll find covers of the song by, or covers of a couple different songs by other bands. Really, really cool. Really worth picking up. And then Hotspur began that set with their cover of Such Great Heights, a band from Baltimore, Maryland that you should check out live. Apparently, everything I've heard online about seeing them live, they are a great band to see in concert. So if you're in the Baltimore area, make sure to look for the band Hotspur. That, my friends, is going to do it for this edition of Coverville. Thank you so much for tuning in. I hope you enjoyed the show today as much as I enjoyed putting it together for you. If you want to get in touch with me, requests@coverville is the email address to use. You can also call the request line. That number is 1-877-7-COVER-9. That's 1-877-7-COVER-9. You can also visit coverville.com for everything else you might need that's cover song related. Oh, and there's so much, isn't there? All those cover song needs you have, well, they can be fulfilled in only one place, and that place is coverville.com. We'll be back next week with another edition of the show. Should I tease you and tell you what's coming up? I'm going to tease you and tell you what's coming up on the next edition of Coverville, only because it's directly in front of me here, and I'm stalling to make sure that I can pull it up really quick. Oh, yeah. So it's going to be Tanya Donnelly's birthday. Now, she was a member of the Breeders, Belly, Throwing Muses, and also has had a great solo career. So look for that next Wednesday, Tanya Donnelly cover story on the show. The show after that, though, no show. I'm going to be in Vegas working on a new album, one of a couple of different albums I've got going on through the end of the year. One with Andrew Allen, which is going to be a pop album. You're going to love that, as well as another album I think you're absolutely going to love, which is a Vegas cover album that I'm working on with Same Sex Mary and a bunch of great independent musicians from Las Vegas. So I'll be in Vegas working on that on the 25th, or the 24th, you know, while that's going on, you can listen to old episodes of Coverville or catch up. There's 1,137 shows to listen to. I don't think you've listened to all of them. I'm going to give you a quiz, and I don't think you're going to do well because I don't think you've listened to all of them. That's going to do it. Until next time, this is Brian Abbott saying that just about covers it for tonight. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye. Coverville is a proud member of the Backbeat Media Podcast Network, and bandwidth for Coverville was provided by Cashfly, CACHEFLY, cashfly.com. Coverville is also part of the Frog Pants Studios Ultra Feed. You can find out more about that by going to frogpants.com. We're going to hear podcasts so good, they will possess your heart.
show is part of the Frog Pants Network. Get more at frogpants.com.